I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, drummers. What is up? My name's Daniel, aka The Drum Coach. I am pumped that you have joined me once again for Drummer Daily, a podcast just for you if you're a drummer. So today I want to talk to you about something that is very near and dear to my heart, and it's very important. It isn't always the most exciting thing to talk about, but I think it's super important. And I see a lot of drummers make this mistake, and I've seen a lot of horror stories or heard a lot of horror stories from not taking this advice or not going down this road. So I want to talk to you today about probably the two most valuable things you have in your possession. And they are the most important pieces of gear that you own, I guarantee you. And they are not only super important, but they are, I guess, relatively irreplaceable. So they're worth protecting. And they are both related to your health. And so I'm not going to make this a super long episode because I know that it's not worth harping on these things. But I do want to talk to you about two different elements of your health and how you can, there's two elements and three ways you can address them that I want to encourage you to consider and keep in mind. Okay, so the first one is probably the most obvious, or I hope it is, and that is your hearing. Especially as drummers, I know we all know how loud we get at the drums. I don't know if I've shared it much on this podcast, but I actually am almost completely deaf in my right ear. For all practical purposes, I'm completely deaf in my right ear. I can't really hear anything useful out of it. It's a frequency spectrum from, I can hear some very low frequencies, but basically other than that, there's nothing there I can hear. So I've adapted. It's not really related to drumming that I lost that hearing, but it has made me super aware of how important hearing protection and guarding our hearing is as drummers. So I just want to encourage you, look, if you are playing drums, I don't care what you're playing, unless you're playing jazz with brushes and everybody else on stage is quieter than you, unless you're doing that, you need to have hearing protection every time you play the drums. Every time. I mean, no exceptions. They make hearing aids, they do make those, but they make earplugs that can make music sound really good still. I know a common complaint about cheap earplugs is that the music doesn't sound good when you put them in, or the drums don't sound as good. And I totally get that. That should be a worst case scenario. I do still in my stick bag have a pack of cheap earplugs that I carry with me all the time, just in case I forget something else or don't have something that's better, because I do not play drums without hearing protection ever. And neither should you. It's too valuable. You can't get hearing back once it's gone. And along those lines as well, I do want to encourage you, if you listen to music a lot throughout the day, be aware of not only the volume level of headphones you're listening in, but also the type of headphones you're listening in. If you're listening on anything other than really, really expensive, what's called open back headphones, you can damage your hearing at very low volume levels without realizing it. If you've got like these big headphones that cover your whole ear that you like to listen to, which I have some as well. I have some, but these are called open back. So they actually allow sound to escape out of the back of the headphones. So they're not great, by the way, if you're like on an airplane and listening to music, people can hear what you're listening to coming out of your headphones because they don't isolate, but they let air pressure escape. If you're listening to music on what's called closed back headphones, which are the big headphones that most people have that cover their ears, it allows especially low frequency sound pressure to build up in there inside those headphones, in between the headphones in your ear, and can damage your hearing even at relatively low volume levels. So if you have closed back headphones, I would just encourage you to take frequent breaks. That's a way, and not listen for too long on those headphones. That's an easy way to prevent problems. So that's kind of a bonus tip for protecting your hearing. But protect your hearing. I have in-ear monitors that I use most of the time. Thankfully, I'm in a position where almost always I can play drums and have my drums mic'd and listen through in-ear monitors. But even if you don't have that, get some earplugs. They make earplugs that I think are like $30 or $40 at most that are more tuned to listening to music but can still protect your hearing. And it's so worth the investment. Think about what that will buy you in drum gear. It's not that much. It's a few new heads or a few pairs of sticks. Invest in protecting your hearing by finding something like that, if nothing else. All right, so the other two things in regards to your health are your hands and your feet and your joints and everything like that. And there's two things to consider with this. One is probably a little more obvious than the other, but I want to talk about both. One is avoiding repetitive strain injury, avoiding muscle fatigue or soreness or different things like that. And I would encourage you, number one, to seek trained medical advice, professional medical advice on stretches or things you can do to prevent that. Stretching is important and definitely can help you avoid injury. The other thing is warming up. Warm up. If you're practicing at home, if you're not going to like spend concentrated time warming up before you practice, ease into what you're doing in your practice routine. At least do that. But it probably is better if you warm up and before you warm up and after you play, stretch, do some hand stretches, some other things like that. But again, I don't want to give you specific advice, especially over this podcast, because there's too many variables. Seek out advice, do your research, find what works for you, but also again, seek medical or professional medical help or advice. Don't take any Yahoo on the internet's advice about what to do, but it is worth considering. It is worth finding something that will work for you for sure. So pursue that. The other thing that I do want to talk about, and I don't know if many people talk about this, but it's a decision that I made probably when I was 16 or 17 years old. And I've done my best to stick with it as much as possible. And haven't made too many mistakes in this regard. But I will say this, I made a decision, and I'm not telling you you have to make this decision, but when I was 16 or 17, I realized that I had a decent shot, if I kept pursuing it, to be at least somewhat of a paid professional drummer, you know, relatively young in my life, if I kept pushing. And when I did that, I made the conscious decision to reduce as much as I could the amount of contact sports I was playing. So what does that mean? Well, that means that I wasn't playing as much, you know, football with my friends at that age anymore. I tried to avoid basketball. My group of friends, we played basketball a lot. So I didn't avoid it all the time. I just took it easy. I wasn't the best teammate probably for our pickup games, which I'm not that good of a basketball player anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But I took it easy in that. But I did find things that other sports that I could still play and still be active, like tennis was a good one. You know, as long as I didn't like roll my ankle or anything like that, tennis is a good sport because I'm not running into people. I'm not, there's not as much, things don't get out of control as much. But there was a time actually, after high school where I decided I wasn't even going to play basketball anymore. And it's funny because after high school, I played basketball twice, in like some relatively serious pickup games, like in a gym, the full thing. And both times I played, I seriously injured my hands. One time I'm pretty sure I broke up my pinky on my right hand. I never went to the doctor, which is not, I do not advise that. But the both times I broke my own rule, I paid for it. So, avoid contact sports if you can, as much as you can, but only if you think that you are going to really pursue this professional thing. Basically for me, it was protecting the most important assets I have, which are my hands and my feet. You can't play drums if you don't have good use of your hands and your fingers and your feet and all of that stuff. So, that's something worth considering. I'm not telling you have to do that or you should do that, but I would just encourage you to consider avoiding contact sports if you're of the age where that comes up a lot, and also you feel like you want to make a really solid run at being a professional musician. The worst thing in the world would be for you to have to say no to a really great opportunity because you broke your wrist or something like that. So think about that. So again, protect your hearing through not only using hearing protection when you're playing drums, but also being aware of what you're listening to and how you're listening to it, even when you're not playing drums, whether it's headphones or speakers or how loud that stuff is. You need the volume a lot lower than you think you do most of the time, and you can get hearing damage from a lot lower volumes than you think. And then protect your hands and your feet and your fingers and everything like that by stretching and warming up, but also consider avoiding extreme, you know, contact sports because you don't want to get injured that way either. All right. So I know this isn't necessarily the most exciting topic for many of us, but it's, I feel an obligation and a responsibility to remind you of these things because they are so important to us as drummers, and to lose any of that would be a tragedy for us. And making the music that we love and pursuing a career that we might love, and all of those kinds of things. So I appreciate you sticking with me and tuning in and being a part of this, and listening to me be a little bit of a dad maybe on this and say, you know, watch out for your health, young man or young lady. All right. So thanks for joining me today, and we will talk again real soon here on Drummer Daily. Bye for now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.